Quality is great. All the lectures, if you ever listen to me online, the quality is perfectly fine. Okay, now, volumes of revolution. This is totally, totally different. Can I have this chair? Oh, who wrote you all this? Oh, was that a Valentine for you?
No, it was an exercise because the computer jumps over, so we had to write nice things about
everyone. Yeah, all lies, I'm sure. Okay, volumes of revolution. Okay, we just spent a whole lot of time seeing that if you integrate a function, you get area under a curve. Now, what we're going to do now is see what happens when you take that area and you rotate it around an axis, around a line. It's pretty cool in a dorky kind of way.
Volumes of revolution.
Volumes of revolution. It is the 15th. Okay. All right, this used to be a lot slower, and you might not be able to see it. Okay, guys, watch. See? You see it rotate around?
No.
Okay.
Hello.
If I take that curve and rotate it around, okay, now, I'm gonna kind of shift this a little bit. Okay, I'm going to take that curve. I'm going to rotate it around. Oh, I don't want to do that.
Wait. What?
What's that other
thing again? Well, hyperspeed didn't really work real well.
Is that?
Okay.
Why?
It used to be so much slower. I don't know what happened.
I'm seeing it.
Me. Sorry, my big fat arm's in the way. Okay, if I take that curve, what shape would it make? If I could rotate that curve around, take that area, rotate.
Like a potato.
Like a potato? I was thinking more like a ham, you know, because a ham is flattened at the end, or a bullet. I prefer the food thing. Half a potato. Okay. Nothing at all. Okay, now that's the shape that it would create. If I rotate that curve around, that's the shape I'm going to get, right? And I'm going to kind of move this to the right so I can see it. Now you see this little slice right here? You know how that holiday ham, you can slice that little ham, and if you take all those slices and put them back together, you get one big ham?
Yeah.
Now if you could, oh, don't even say anything. You are, the minute I turn my head, you two are talking. It's just ridiculous. Josh is who's talking. He's trying to talk to Ben. Okay. If I could make those holiday ham slices infinitely thin, if I could make them very, very thin, do you agree with me that the area of really just the surface is really all that's there? If I could make it a teeny, 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 weeny, yeah, thin slice. So really, if I could add the areas of the surfaces, I would get the volume of the whole thing.
It's like rhyme and sums
for volumes. Did you read ahead? You are so awesome. You are so cool.
Wait, but then what does the volume tell you?
Because then you can find the volume. Quiet. Then you can find the volume of the object created. Okay?
But you can't make it.
What is that? I mean, I know the integration is like the.
Integration of area gives you the sum of all the areas, right?
Yeah.
So if I find the surface area of all those slices, if I integrate those, I'm going to get the volume of the entire shape. It's the same extension. Here's another. How is that what?
In
real life, you're going to be taking an AP exam, and that question is going to be on there.
Yeah, like speed is like.
I don't know. I mean, I did this all in college. I did matrices. I don't know. I mean, it's got applications beyond it. I'll look them up for you. Let's stay focused on this topic, though. Those black lines are the x, y, and z axis. So if I take that line and I'm going to rotate it around the y axis, that's that vertical line right there. This one's a little better. You can see the shape it makes. Okay? Now, let's look at the cross section. And let's turn this right and come up a little. See, there's those cross sections.
Looks like one of those nuclear reactor funnels.
Yes.
What's the yellow square?
The yellow square is showing you if you were able to take a cross section, a planar cross section through the middle. What's that cross section? Get focus. Topic, people. What is? What's that shape right there? The cross section shape.
Circle.
What's the area of a circle?
Pi r squared.
So if I could find the sum of all the circles from bottom to top of pi r squared, I get the volume of the shape. That's exactly the topic. They're not the same size. What? Look at this. Oops, wait.
No, if it's
bigger at the top. Oh, all different sizes. I thought someone said they were all the same sizes. See, there's
water. Except
okay. All right. So this is another shape that I did by hand, and it's not real good. But essentially, I could think of that plane as being bound, or that solid as being bounded by A and B. A and B are those two vertical lines, your start and your stop. The volume of the entire solid is the sum of the bunch of the slices. Now, those slices are all cylinders. I kind of drew it so it's a tiny, thin little cylinder. But if I make that cylinder so tiny, so small, it's infinitely thin, then the volume is the area of the slice times delta x. That's the area of that's the volume of a cylinder. And if we add, we know that by finding the integration of the area, it's just like adding all the areas. It's the same concept. It's what we've been doing all along. But this time, you're not integrating just the function. Because what happens is the function rotates, and it creates a new shape. And you have to look at the area, and by A of X, I mean area of the cross section. There are a bunch of different areas you can do. But right here, we see that that cross section, by that rotation, is a circle. What? I think I did. I don't even remember what I did. No, I don't. I think I did withdraw.
Oh.
I think I might have just done it withdraw. Okay? So, last chapter, if you added the little areas, you would get the big area. If you add the little volumes, you get the big volume. I don't remember what this one is. Oh, I remember this one. Okay. And here it is down here. Let's look at this picture. Where is it? Oh, where'd it go? There it is. Three-dimensional view. Okay. So there's a curve. If we were rotating around that line, x equals 0, the curve would go up to the top and the bottom, and you'd add all those cylinders. Now notice how there's missing areas,
like the box.
Little O, yeah, and remember how a little above, a little bit below? But remember, if we make them extremely, extremely thin, we get more and more accurate, and by making them infinitely thin, integrating the area, it gives you the volume of the whole curve.
You can't.
Yeah, but that's what dx is. Remember, that's what we were talking about.
Is this really exact, or is it like it is exact?
Mm-hmm. Because there is infinite. I mean, the x is infinitely small or something.
Okay, so the process. Draw the figure. When I say draw the figure, that means start by drawing the curve. And do your best to rotate it. It's going to be hard. The more visual you are, the better this is going to be for you. But you're going to try to rotate it and draw a basic cross section. I use a lot of food analogies. Olives, loaves of bread, M&Ms. Use whatever you want to help you figure it out. Now, find A of X. A of X means the area of the cross section. And for today, we're going to be dealing with just circles. Find your start and stop, where you're beginning, where you're ending. Sometimes you will be told. Sometimes it'll be like the problems here, the area in the first quadrant, things like that. And then integrate. Remember, you're integrating from A to B, the area of the cross section dx. The area of the cross section times delta x, that's the height of the cylinder, that adds all those cylinders together. There are really four different kinds of cross sections. You can have discs, like hockey pucks, circles. You can have washers, like a bagel. Disc with a hole in the middle. Donut? What's the area? What's the volume of a donut? Isn't it the volume of the whole thing minus the volume of the hole?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're subtracting outer minus inner, right?
And the hole is
still not that easy.
But the hole's kind of like the
it is actually that easy with washers.
Before.
What?
The hole is kind of like the corset we saw before.
The hole could be the corset if the shape ends up being around it. Yes. Cylinders. But what? You don't do it, but with math, you just do it by a strict integration.
I was gonna say, like, could you just think of like, if it goes like that, could you just think of like a small piece of the outside, but you couldn't because it's like
because it's got shape around. Yeah, no, you can't. You got to do whole minus inside. That doesn't equal middle to out integration. It doesn't equal that.
So you have to do like a piece of like just one circular piece of thing as it goes up, and then
it's everything else.
Like
that I don't know.
Like
well, you'll see. I'll show you some visuals. I'll show you a whole bunch of visuals. Ever popular potpourri. We usually do that at the very end, and that is actually something called base in a solid. That is, you draw a curve, and instead of rotating the curve, you have a shape coming out of it, like a block of cheese, things like that. Okay. Today's cross section is going to be a disc. If I rotate a line or a curve and create a solid, and again, something that looks like maybe a ham, you want to slice your discs perpendicular to the axis of rotation. The most important thing today, the most important thing today is, remember, your slice has to be perpendicular to the axis of rotation. If your slice is parallel to the axis of rotation, it is a different formula entirely. Let's look. Okay, is my in the way again?
Kind of.
Oh my God, you guys should
have yeah.
Don't even talk to me anymore. Let me find this. I'll watch this. Here it is. Okay. So I'm going to move the axis of revolution. I want it up there. Okay. Here it goes. See the shape go around?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm starting at A and going to B. Now, there's those slices. All those infinitely small slices gives you the area of the curve. Where was I here? Oh, that's right. Okay, again, let me show you the,
those lines in. Since that's the radius.
Can I do what?
Since those lines are basically the radius.
Since those lines are basically the radius.
So when you don't have a 3D shape.
Your radius is probably going to be y.
Yeah.
Watch this, though. Does everyone see that the slice is perpendicular to the axis of rotation? That is the most important point. You've got to find your axis of rotation. Let's move the axis of revolution down a little bit. That's the shape. That's what you and I were just talking about before, Nick. If it goes that far out, you actually, if you do just from here to here, that's not the same because it goes further out for this. Okay?
So now you're dealing with washers.
That one would be washers. All you do is radius outer minus radius inner. Okay. Do you know what a washer is?
A little thing, a tool.
You know what a nail is and a bolt and a nut? Okay. A washer is a flat round disc that's got a hole in the middle.
You put the screw
through. Your word for
it? It is, yeah. It is. Okay. So there it is. And then here's sweeping my discs. Oops. There's that disc again. Or washer because it's got a hole in the middle. Okay. All right. So let's look at this one. What if I rotate the function x plus y equals 2 from 0 to 2 around the x-axis? Straight line, rotate it around. What does that shape look like?
Cone.
Cone, party hat? Okay.
John.
Dunce cap. All right. Now, 3D is a little bit tough, but again, what do? I take my line. This is probably the easier way to do it. Graph your line, then rotate it, and when you draw that curve, that rotation, use that to draw your single shape, your single slice.
Wait, are we trying to draw it like it is there? Or?
Draw it whichever way you can. If you want to draw 2D, this is how you draw 2D.
And your slice, does it have to be at a specific location?
Well, no, because my slice, remember I started, the bottom slice is going to be down there, and it's going to go up there to a tiny top slice.
So when you choose how you're going to find the area of the slice, it's just...
Well, the area...
In terms of variability.
Yeah, so what's the area of this slice? The area of the slice, do you agree with me, is a circle?
Yeah.
And what's the area of a circle?
Pi r squared.
Pi r squared. And in this case, what is r?
Two.
No. Changes.
Oh, is it going to be a CR?
Well, isn't it going to be y?
Yeah, but I thought you meant yeah.
It changes every single one. Yeah, like if I look at this slice right here, the radius is the height y, right? Okay. So I'm going to integrate the area of my slice. And the if you are rotating perpendicular to the x-axis, it is dx. If you are rotating perpendicular, see this is perpendicular to the x-axis, is going to be a dx. Perpendicular to the y-axis is going to be a dy. So my area of my slice is pi y squared dx. Now that should bother you. You will, for one step, have a mix of variables. And that's okay. Because all you're going to do you know what y is in terms of x here with this equation?
Yeah, it's...
Y is equal to?
2 minus x.
2 minus x. So I'm just going to integrate pi times... Well, it's perpendicular to the x-axis, so I write dx automatically.
Okay, so then over there it's gonna...
That's a dx.
Okay.
Yeah. So whenever you draw discs perpendicular to the x-axis, you're going to integrate in terms of x dx. The areas are circles, and we're going to stay, when we stack the rectangles along the x-axis, we called it dx. If you stack along the y-axis, it's going to be dy. So the volume for a disk is always going to be a to b pi r squared dx if your x-axis, dy if it's y-axis. So the integration is nothing new. Endpoints of integration is nothing new. The only new thing is that we're throwing the pi r squared, but we're just putting it into a formula, plug it into the formula, and then you integrate. FOIL this out, integrate just like what we've been doing for the past month. So all I'm doing is taking one step backwards. Instead of giving you the integration, I'm kind of changing it a little. Okay, we did this. Let's try this one. Find the volume of the solid bounded by x equals 1, y equals 0, if y equals x to the fourth is rotated about the x-axis. Sometimes says rotated about, sometimes says rotated around. What does y equal x to the fourth look like? Like a really, like a real steep quadratic. So if I rotate that around the x-axis, imagine, what's that shape going to look like? Like a funnel, like maybe like the, is it called the bell of a horn? The bell part of a horn? Yeah, it's going to look like this. And that cross section is still going to be a circle. Remember, these are rotating. So if you can figure out that point of rotation and rotate it around, you should be able to see the circle. Is my circle perpendicular to the x-axis or y-axis?
X.
So what's my stacking, dx or dy?
Dx.
So I'm starting at 0 and going to 1. Now, my rotation is a circle. So what's the area of my circle? Pi r squared. And in this case, my radius is y. And that happens a lot. Pi times y squared. But I can't mix my y's and x's, right? I need this in terms of x. So what's that going to be? Pi times x to the 8th. Because y is x to the 4th. X to the 4th squared is x to the 8th. Pi x to the 8th dx. Pi is just a what?
It's just a constant.
Number, just a constant. So pi goes out in the front. Out. What would x to the 8th integrate as?
1/9
x to the 9th, and then you'd be able to do the problem. Okay? That's really all these first integrations are. What I would like you to try to do is for, the next time we meet, next Thursday, that gives you a whole week. I'd like you to try to do the next few problems on the assignment sheet. The next one's listed. Worst case scenario, if you're having trouble with them, I want every picture drawn. There are only 4 of them.
In the book.
In the book, yeah. Next assignment on the assignment sheet. There are only 4 problems. Very basic. Give it a shot. You hate the book problems? I'm sorry.